Hello, everyone. My name is Amy Pudkinen, and this is a little interview I am having with Laura Ross Perry. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Today we're going to be talking, Laura is going to be talking with me about women in leadership. And I asked Laura to do this call because Laura's got a great thing that she does in her job, so she's going to talk a little bit about that. But basically, Laura is the volunteer coordinator for a website called wiser.org, and we'll put a link to that website in the blog post so you have it. And Laura does some great stuff. Laura, you want to tell us a little bit about your work, what you do?
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you so much for interviewing me. I think that what you're doing is really great, so I'm glad to be a part of it. So what I do, like Amy said, is I'm a volunteer coordinator with wiser.org, and wiser.org is essentially it can be related to Facebook or LinkedIn, but it's a social network for people who are working in sustainability or human rights or social justice or any kind of activism, really, and it's a sort of a launching pad and resources and a foundation for people to be able to connect with one another and share knowledge and collaborate and work on projects with individuals from all across the globe. So it's based in San Francisco, but there's people from all over the world on the site talking with each other, sharing best practices and ideas, and really being inspired by one another. And so it's partly that. And then we also have a database of about 120,000 nonprofits. So it's a place where people can come and research and find out about nonprofits in their area if they want to do volunteer work, or find out about other organizations that are working on the same kinds of things that they're interested in. So it's really just a wonderful community for people who are interested in changing the world.
Wow. That is so cool. I discovered you through another website called sparked.org, which has projects, and you had posted a project on there, and that's how I found you. And I'm so glad that I did, because it's just such a neat thing. It feels like, for me at least, like it's really opened some doors for me. You know, I always felt like I couldn't do much because I'm very busy. I've got lots going on in my life, and so it just really was great to find your site and to find out that there's, you know, ways that we can be involved in just even a few minutes a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's so wonderful about Spark. It gives people the opportunity to help out even if they're very busy and have a lot going on in their lives, as most of us do.
Yeah, yeah. So what got you started in doing this kind of work? What inspired you to do this?
Well, I think my mother worked for a nonprofit, and so I think that I just sort of grew up in that kind of arena, and I knew a lot about it, and so we always tend to, even as much as we don't want to, we always tend to sort of become our parents, and so this is a good thing, a good way of becoming my mother. But I was just sort of raised in this idea that that the best way to spend your life is to help others and to be of service to others, and so I've always known and wanted to be in the nonprofit or NGO sector or doing something like that. And I majored in anthropology in school, and so I learned a lot about other cultures and how to and cultural relativity and how everybody is different and unique, and yet we are all part of the same, like we share many, many things, but we're also very different, so sort of equal, but also very unique, like I said. So that sort of cultural relativity and cultural interest came into my wanting to work in nonprofits and wanting to learn about other people in the world. And so that brought me to this particular internship, which I found on another website online that has opportunities, internship and job and volunteer opportunities for nonprofits. And stood out to me so much because this organization is about bringing people together cross-culturally and from all across the globe and empowering them. And so it sort of brought in my childhood and my upbringing and my academic life and my what I feel like I want to do with my career and the rest of my life all into one, so it seemed very perfect.
Wow. Wow, that's great. I mean, it's kind of like it just fit exact.
Yes.
That's great.
It does.
You're very
really
fortunate.
Does. Yes, I feel so fortunate to have found this organization.
Yeah. So you definitely have a lot of projects, you know. When I looked at your profile, I was like, wow, there's just so much, you know, and I know a lot of it is just coordinating stuff, but you know, what are some of your favorite projects that you've worked with on the site?
Well, so on the site we have the social network, which is people interacting online, but then we also have another project, which I am the coordinator of, which we call Wiser Locals. And this is a program that is made up of volunteer organizers, just volunteer members from the site who want to set up face-to-face gatherings in their local community. So it's a way of bringing the online offline. And so part of what my position is to find people who might be interested in setting up these kind of monthly gatherings and supporting them, creating events on the site, promoting the events, helping them find venues, free venues to hold the events, helping them decide what they want to discuss at their event, what is most important in their specific locality or what is most important to them, or if they just want to generally create a community. So that's one of the things that I love the most about my job, is because I've always felt like it's so important to have that face-to-face personal connection with another human being, because being online and being able to discuss things with people online is also so important, and it's great communication, but there's nothing that can replace being in the same room as another person and talking about something that you're inspired by or that you want to change in the world. And so I love being able to support these people who are volunteers. They aren't getting paid. We are a nonprofit, so we can't support them financially, but we can support them in any other way. And so I love being able to work with these people who are so inspirational and are just so motivated to make change in their community. And so I'm working with people from Bangladesh, people from a couple different countries in Africa, people in India and Italy, in Japan, all over the world. And it's just amazing to see all of that, all of these things happening all over the globe. And the people that I work with are really just the most wonderful, inspiring people that I've ever met. So I am privileged to be able to work with them. So that's probably my favorite part of the position.
Wow. So that Wiser Local, how is that on the site as a group to join, or how does one get involved with something like Wiser Local?
Well, we have a group on the site that you can join, but that's the group is sort of a private group, so that's for the organizers, but all of the material that's within the group, we have a lot of instruction manuals about different ways to facilitate and things like that. That is all material that anybody can access on the site. So I can send you a link for it afterwards if you want to share it with the blog. But
that sounds good. And also, too, if they want to connect to you on Wiser, you can, you know, they can message you and you can give them information on things too. They can always just ask you questions and stuff too, right?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I would love to talk to anybody that's interested in this. But we also, once you join Wiser, there's also a tutorial page that you're sent to where the information on all the different ways you can connect and collaborate with people. And this is one of the sections, the Wiser Locals. So that's another way that people can find out about it.
Cool. I'm sure you're busy. You're a busy person.
It takes up a lot of my time, but I love it.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. So what kind of advice? Okay, so talking about, you know, leadership, because one of the reasons why I wanted to interview you is because as I started kind of working and looking at, you know, what are some ways that I can, you know, that I can contribute, being a person that's a typical American person who's got, you know, a day job and I do a blog at night and, you know, there's a lot of people that are very busy with their lives, but how, you know, what's some advice that you can give to someone who really wants to contribute and they want to find a way to help start making some of those changes that they see in the world? What are some advice that you can give people?
Well, I think that the example of the Sparked website where you found the volunteer position that you were doing with Wiser is a great example, because that is a way for somebody to do something small and feel like they're making a difference even when they're so busy. And I think that one of the main problems with why people don't begin volunteering and don't start to make a difference is because they really, really want to, but they don't feel like they can. They don't feel like these small actions that they're taking will actually affect anybody else or will make a change, and everything is so overwhelming, and you're concerned with women's rights, say, so you want to work with that, but then, oh, there's also there's an HIV epidemic, and there's also rape happening of women in this particular country in Africa, and then there's also fighting in Israel and Palestine, and it's just completely overwhelming because there's so many issues to tackle and so many things. But the way I see it is that if you don't do anything, you're doing less than if you only do a small amount. So it's just about sort of getting your foot in the door and knowing that there's so much out there and you personally can't tackle it. But if not you, then who's going to do it? If everybody had the same mentality that they weren't going to make a difference, then nothing would happen. But if everyone does something small and everyone just sort of takes that first step to making a difference, then we can collectively really make changes in the world.
Yeah, I think I kind of think about it like exercise or something. Like, you just, all it takes is just getting started. You know, if you just start a little bit of something, it'll snowball. You know, like, and not in a way that it's going to overwhelm you, but just that you know, the value of it will make it be something that is maybe something that you will find time for.
Exactly, and you will know that it's making an impact even if it's small, and it will make you feel good, and so that's kind of, like you said, it's like exercise. You do it for a little bit, and then the endorphins kick in, and then you feel good about it, and you continue doing it. It's the same kind of thing. You do a little bit of volunteering, you do a little bit of activism, and then you feel good about doing it, and you see that you're making a difference, and then you get those endorphins, and then you want to continue, and it sort of feeds on itself in a good way and catalyzes you to move forward.
Yeah. So I want to go back a little bit to the what you said about the Wiser Local. How are the individual live communities getting involved with the global issues? Like, how are they doing that? What are some of the things that people are doing? What are some of the hot topics right now that people are trying to solve?
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. There's people all over the world that are all focusing on specific different things just based on their communities and what they're interested in. So I'm working with somebody in Ghana right now who is wanting to organize an event based on fire outbreaks and fire and safety conditions, because that is one of the things that's happening in his town in Kumasi, Ghana, that there's these fire outbreaks and buildings collapse, and the safety conditions aren't good. And so he wants to start a discussion around that. And then in India, there's been this terrible case that I'm sure everyone has heard about a woman who was attacked on a train, and she was raped, and she ended up dying, and it started a huge controversy in India. And so there's people in India who are setting up Wiser Locals to discuss gender relations and to understand why this happened and sort of start a dialogue between men and women on treatment of women in India. And so it really sort of varies from place to place on what people are interested in and what people want to be focusing on. But they're getting through this site and in other ways as well. They're making their voices heard, and they're making connections with other people that are also interested in that and being able to form a community around that issue, or just a community around the idea that we can make the world a better place.
It seems like to me, like, as I kind of start digging in and really digging deep on some of these things, and I say deep, but I'm really just feel like such a beginner with any of this stuff, that it feels like it's really, things are really changing. I mean, do you get a sense of that?
I do. I didn't have, like, there's times when I definitely feel discouraged and feel overwhelmed by all the terrible things that are happening in the world. But then I go onto this site and I see the people in this community and I speak with them personally, or I see them interacting with other people, and I do feel like there's this sort of great, like, not to sound too kind of hippie, but this sort of great awakening and great realization that, and sort of like a consciousness shift, and it's happening slowly, but I feel like it's picking up momentum recently, that things are not okay the way that they are and things need to change. And so this, when I'm on this site, I feel that very strongly. I feel like when you are connected with somebody on this social network, it's not like you're connected with somebody on Facebook. You know, you're just friends and it's a surface thing and it doesn't really matter. It's the way I feel about
like
people. I don't know. It's different. The way I feel about the people in this community is that you're connected with them on a deeper level because you share the same desire to impact the world in some way, and you are part of this understanding that things need to change and that you are part of this sort of great awakening that's happening. I don't really know what other words to put it in, but that's kind of how I mm-hmm. feel, that people all over the world are just kind of, you know, snapping out of it and waking up and figuring out that now is the time to do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got this sense when I was reading a book recently called Mighty Be Our Powers, and I don't know how to say her last name, but Lima is her first name. she won a Nobel.
Gbowee.
Sorry? Gbowee?
I think it's Gbowee. I'm not sure if that's right, but that's how I say it.
I was so, like, her book really, really touched me in terms of that it felt like, you know, such dark things that were going on in her country so recently, and yet what came out the other side of that was so incredibly beautiful that
mm-hmm.
it like supercharged that whole nation.
She's an amazing woman.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I think that's kind of what I think is maybe happening, is that these situations are occurring and people are going, wow, you know, and being with the internet, the involvement of the internet and the access that we've never had to, you know, how does that impact people personally?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's your take on that in terms of your site? Because I'm sure you have, I noticed with one of the things that I was challenged with immediately with this is more of the language stuff, because as you're working with these different countries and the language, it can be challenging to really get an idea and perception of what they are. But, you know, we have tools with Google and stuff. You can translate pages and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think the internet is really amazing. So what's your take on all that?
Yeah, well, I agree with the internet, it brings so many possibilities. Like the Arab Spring and the uprising in Egypt, that for a fact would not have happened without the internet, because they organized on Facebook and they connected with one another on social media, social networking sites, and they were able to organize this collective uprising, and that is why they were able to have this revolution in Egypt, and I think other countries in the Middle East sort of followed suit. So that is one just shining example of how the internet is, and media has been able to create something wonderful. I think that technology often gets a bad rap, as, for lack of better words, because it is put in place of actual human connection, which I said before I think is really important. And so with the internet and technology, there's a lot of negative things with it, but at the same time, like you said, it's an amazing tool for people to be able to communicate with one another and for people to talk to other people across the globe. I wouldn't be able to work with people in Africa, people in Japan and in China if not for the internet. And we have wonderful translators who have been translating our site and tutorials how to use our site and different materials, our newsletter and things like that, from all over the world as well, so that people in different cultures who speak different languages can be part of this movement and can have access to these resources. So, and I'm connecting with them through this site, and they're living in Russia, or they're living in China, or they're living in France. And so it's, I think that media and the internet is a fantastic tool for people to be able to access resources and connect with one another. And Spark, that I bring it back to that again, Spark, that website that you found, that you found this volunteer position on, that is another great example of how the internet and media allows people to get involved. So I really think that it plays a huge role in what's going on and what the possibilities are for volunteering and for social activism.
Well, and making it so easy for people to contribute something, like you can just click on something and donate, or, you know, if you don't have time, you can donate your money, or you can just do some little project that you wouldn't, you'd have such trouble finding a little project like that without it, you know. So I think websites like yours and Sparked are amazing like that. Like you can, you know, it gives you that opportunity to get started in something really simply.
Exactly, and it's all virtual work, so you don't need to you don't need to travel anywhere. You don't need to set aside a huge chunk of time to get to wherever you're going, although those are wonderful volunteer opportunities as well. But this is just a different kind of opportunity for somebody that doesn't have the time or the means, and so they just have the time to do these small projects, like you said, just clicking on a button here or there, and then they can feel like they're part of this movement and part of making change.
Yeah, it's really great. I know I want to respect your time, but do you have time for one more question?
Oh, of course.
Okay. How? Let's talk a little bit about the role of women in some of these things that are happening, because it is you know, we're heading into this the women's international women's that movement. So in March 8th. So talk about that. March 8th, and talk about, you know, what role you think women have in that movement.
Well, so I'll just talk a little bit about what our organization is doing right now. So March 8th, as you said, is International Women's Day, and so we have a campaign or an initiative going to sort of shed light on all of the women in our community that have inspired us or that are doing inspirational work right now, and organizations that are working with women's issues and events that are happening around the world. So right now we've been focusing a lot on women and women empowerment. And I've been thinking a lot about this lately, about what role women have in social activism and why they're so important to this sphere, and why they're so important to these kinds of movements. And I read a quote the other day that we actually, I'm just going to find it really quickly. It was by Virginia Woolf, and she said that, she says, for most of history, Anonymous was a woman. And when I read that quote, that just really struck me so much, because I thought about it for a while. I didn't know exactly what she meant by that. And then I finally figured out what it means to me, is that when you are anonymous, it means that you have been persecuted for some reason, or you, there's a reason to fear for showing your true identity. So you've had to hide from who you are, and you've had to do your work or put things out into the world, but be anonymous and be shielded. And I think that that gives women a very, and so I think that women have been persecuted and have been thought of as less than for so long that they have a unique perspective on issues in the world, and they come from a unique place and a very empathic place to understand people, displaced people in the world, and people who have been persecuted as well. And so I think that that's why women have a unique and very important role in things like this, because they have sort of an unconscious or conscious understanding, a deep understanding and sympathy and empathy for people who are, for people who need help and for people who are facing issues all across the world. And so I think that I'm not sure if this is coming across exactly as I wanted, so I hope I'm making sense. But
yeah, you are.
So yeah, I think that women are ideal people to be working on these issues because they have been persecuted in the past. They've had to be anonymous in the past, and they understand and they have an empathy, and so they can really fight for these causes and fight for what they believe in because they have so much power that comes from that.
Wow. Yeah, that is great. Well, thank you so much, Laura. I really appreciate your taking the time to talk with me about this because I think it's really important. I think the work that you're doing is phenomenal. And I appreciate you and the work that you're doing in your website. And I hope that this helps to get more people involved with it because I think it's just a really neat thing.
Well, thank you so much. And I want to thank you for taking the time to interview me. And I think that this course you're doing and the blog you're writing is really, really important as well, bringing the idea of women and leadership to people around the world. So I think that that's great. And thank you for finding our site and for helping with volunteering and being part of the women's movement as well. I think what you're doing is amazing too. So thank you very much.
Awesome. Well, you have a great week and thank you everybody for listening.
Okay. Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yes, bye.